Hey guys, and welcome to the Red Podcast. You know what's funny? I thought you were going to interrupt me.
I was thinking about it, and I said, nah, I'm just going to let it slide.
I'm Roy, and I'm here with...
your main man, Mono.
You used that one before.
Yeah, that's an oldie, but a goodie.
It is an oldie and a goodie. You know, I think the last episode that we left off on, like before we restarted like doing the podcast again, I want to say it was like 2020, right?
Was it that long ago?
I
feel like maybe it was 2021.
I think you might. I'm not sure.
I don't think it's. Yeah, it was definitely 2021. Our last episode, I'm looking at our episode list, is like August 26th.
Oh, I think you're right. Holy, yeah, 2020.
Yeah, it was about to be a two-year high. 2 years.
That's almost 1,000 days, you know that?
Sure, yeah, I guess. In a way, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. We recorded in 2021.
That's what I said.
I thought it's 2020.
Is that not what I said?
No, we said 2020. Yeah.
I said 2021, almost 2 years.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Our last episode was August 26, 2021. That's crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. Then we started back in May.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And so far, we've been pretty on it, I guess. Consistent. Yeah, that's pretty sick.
That's how it always starts, though, you know?
Dude, it always starts. Like, it's something, some shit's going to happen for... I mean, that's also, like, why we're going to have, like, backlogs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to have... Yeah, that's besides yeah. That. I think we just want to stay consistent. And
It's crazy to think about that.
Get good content out.
But, anyways, what have you been up to, man? How's everything? How's life? How's the wife and kids?
Yeah, wife is, you know, she's still brewing, you know, she's being created out there.
Okay, cool.
Kids, I don't know. If I have them, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know if you have them or not?
Yes, nobody's
come forward.
Saying I'm the father. Yeah, no one's come forward yet.
That's good.
I haven't deliberately made children, so I don't. Think so, but
you never know.
I also don't think I have any children out there either.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, I think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. For most of the women I've ever slept with, they don't have kids, and the one who do have kid were before me or well after right, me, to where yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's not mine.
Yeah. Oh, shit. How's your running going? Well, walking, because I know. So, if for you guys who don't know, Emmanuel's been walking like he's trying to walk away from his problems. He's been walking.
Yeah, I'm running away.
He's been walking crazy amounts of like distance. I'm talking about like 5 miles, 10 miles. I think altogether now you probably should be around like what, almost like 60, like total.
Like 60 for like
overall. No, like overall. Like
Oh no, I'm well over.
You're already in the hundreds? Holy shit. When did you start walking?
If you think about it, because I run like I hike like 5 to 7 miles daily, and then I do about 12 to 15 on the weekends.
Okay.
So if you think about it, on just like a week worth, I do about 50 to 60.
That is crazy, man. How do you feel about it? Like how do you feel now?
My feet hurt, and I have a confession. I haven't hiked in a few days now.
Is that because of your feet?
Because life happened, and I'm not going to use that as an excuse to, you know, to say that I don't do it. But ever since Wednesday, because I had to drive back home, so I couldn't hike. Thursday was a concert, the Paramore concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So that day happened that day. Friday, I forgot what happened. And then another day it was raining, and the whole day got pushed back, and then I had so it's just like one each day it was something, but that's just me finding excuses not to do it. But tomorrow I'm back on
okay,
track.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I mean, it's just I think that's what we both suck at is just maintaining consistency. Because either something happens and we keep getting pushed back, And I, yep, I'm,
you're fine. I find, give me enough time, man. I find an excuse to stop doing
1,000%, man.
For me.
Like,
and it's, you know,
yeah, it's just, I don't know why, man. It's just one of those things. Like, I don't know. It's like the hardest thing to get like around is the inconsistencies.
You know what I hear? What I heard recently, and it really made me think. What? It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. He was saying, "Yo, he hates when he hears people say they don't have time
to work really
out." Yeah, he hates it because he's like, if the president of the United States could find time to work out every day,
what are you doing?
You're not busier than the president of the United States. You're not busier than the Pope. And he was like listing off a bunch of people who have, you know, for a fact their work schedule and workload is really heavy. He's like, if they have time to find to work out daily,
yeah,
or to be active mm-hmm. daily, you're telling me your life is so much more hectic than theirs that you can't find a bit of time to work out. I was like, that is so true. Like, we find excuses not to work out because I'm not busy, busier than
the president.
You know, our president.
Right, yeah,
there's no way.
No, that's so true.
He works out, but I know Obama.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. I think at the end of the day, it's just the excuses and just not wanting to, or just trying to find reasons not to do it, so you can't blame yourself. Oftentimes, just trying to find something to take the blame instead of yourself and be like, oh, well, it's because
and
of
it's
this.
Hard.
Yeah, 100%, man. Oh, but going on a segue, how was the Paramore concert?
It was amazing.
Like,
it was amazing. She was my, they were my very first concert, actually.
Really? Out of every concert that you've been to? You never been to?
I've never been to a concert.
Oh.
Closest thing I've been to a concert is I went to a Braves game,
mm-hmm.
and Boys to Men was performing. It was like,
oh, that doesn't count.
It was
one
year they're doing. Yeah, they're doing like a summer after every game. They had some kind of performer. I don't know if they still do it, if that was a normal thing, but the girl I was dating at the time, her friends kind of like, oh yeah, my God, Boys to Men are performing this date. So we just went to the game. I don't know shit about baseball for the most part. We just went there for Boys
to Men. Dude, baseball's so long and boring.
I can't get it. You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. Literally, the game ended.
Yeah.
And I did not know. I didn't, like, because I didn't know what made the game end. It seemed like it was not a time limit thing. Yeah. It was not a, oh yeah, after this quarter. It's just, it was off to me. I didn't know what caused the game.
Yeah.
I just noticed people
they started leaving,
chanting, oh, yeah, and standing and getting leaving. I'm like, oh
yeah. I never been to a baseball game.
The game is over.
I don't think I would want to go to a baseball game.
I think I would go again, but it would be more for like hanging out with friends and stuff like that. It would be something to do, not necessarily.
I think I'd rather go to baseball. I've never been to a basketball game. I would like to go to a basketball game.
First time I've been to a basketball game was this year.
How was it?
I went on Martin Luther King Day.
Was it good? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was really good. Huh. I think next time I'm going to get better seats. I thought I got good seats, but that was also my first
experience,
professional NBA game as well. And I kind of like the seats that I got. Though they were close to the action, it was not very good seats. Right. And in retrospect, I was like, yeah, obviously it wasn't. I picked one of the seats like that were close to the game, but it was like behind the net. Mm. Like, so it was behind the goal.
Okay.
So it was like kind of like, yeah.
Can't really see
not
shit.
Good. And so I should have took it on the side, like the sideline seats, not court side or anything, but like, just a sideline seats I should have gotten there. So next time I go to a game, I know, which is probably obvious to everyone listening, but to me at the time, I don't know.
Like, because like, again, like I've never been. The only thing I've been to, like in sports, is a football game, but it was more like college. It was Clemson versus LSU.
Oh, that's a big game, though.
I mean, yeah, I got free tickets from my friends. One of my friends' mom worked at like a ticket master, or whatever shit's called, and then she had extra tickets. But that was like many years ago. Like, it was from when I was still in college, and like it was the Rose Bowl playing in Georgia. So it was pretty cool.
Dang.
Yeah.
You still friends with that mom?
Yeah, we're still friends. We don't like talk as not friends with the mom. I'm friends with the guy.
Okay. Is the mom single?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Great. Do I know this
person? Yeah, Austin.
Oh, I knew you were going to say Austin. Yeah. Oh, no. And Never mind. She is a beautiful woman, though.
I'd say she's very cool. But but yeah, man, that was the first experience. And it's not, honestly, man, I'm not really a fan of that, per se. I think I would rather go to a concert than any sporting events, you know?
Because you're in it, basically. You're singing along.
Yeah, it's more...
Depending on your personality, you're probably dancing along. There's, like, the energy is different.
Making fun of people.
So I could understand.
Because, man, some people act crazy at concerts. I'm not too sure if you guys experienced that at that
the
Paramore one.
I had a girl in front of me. Like, she must have been a huge Paramore fan. Because she was there by herself.
Aw. You should have been like, hey, you want to come in a group?
No, we don't. That's not how you do it on that stage when it's basically a sold-out concert. There's no extra seats in our group to sit. You know what
I mean? Fair, I guess.
But she did have an empty seat next to her. The whole time.
So, I would have gone with her.
I
don't know.
How?
I don't know. I was just.
There's no way to do it.
I was just saying.
I know what you mean. Like, I don't know. But I saw her and friends that I was with was like, dang, she's a trooper. She came to a concert by herself. She didn't care. And in my mind, I theorized, like, just create my own story. Like, hey, maybe she was supposed to come with somebody. Things didn't work out. Or. She asked all her friends, and they're like, I'm not really feeling it. Well, I don't got it like that. And she's like, fuck y'all. Y'all not going to stop me from seeing Haley perform. And she just went on her own.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me, though. I ain't losing.
Oh, my God.
You know, I had a huge problem with that, doing things on my own for, like, the longest. And then I talked to a friend.
I think everybody does. Like, I think a lot of people don't go to, like, they're embarrassed to go to the movies by themselves or any any public place where it's supposed to be a lot of people. I get it, but also I kind of don't get it because I'm just like, what if you just, you know, you want to see the movie? Like, you just want to see the movie by yourself. You don't want to, like, talk. You don't want any interruptions, especially if your friends are kind of rowdy. I get that, but couldn't be me. I have friends.
Yeah, I got friends all the time. I was talking to a ex, but she was just a friend at the time, right? And I was just talking to her like, what's up? And she's like, yo, no, I'm just at KFC right now. I'm like, oh, shoot, am I taking you away from your people? Like, I don't want to be interrupting because we were talking for a little bit. She's like, no, I'm just here by myself studying. Bro, just eating.
People eating by themselves at a fast food restaurant that's sitting down, that's kind of crazy to me.
How's it? Exactly. That's what I was like, what? And then she said, like... What's wrong with this? You by yourself.
You couldn't take it to go. What's going on?
Yeah, you couldn't go eat in your car.
Does KFC have good Wi-Fi or something?
Yeah. She was like, no, I just want to chill here and eat, enjoy my meal, whatever. And then she kind of made it, like, the way she experienced it was like, if you can't enjoy your own company, you have to be anything you do. You have to have people around you to do it. It's just like, maybe there's an issue there that you can't just... spend time with yourself and be by yourself.
I feel like that's kind of reaching. Because, like, I
took it in that way, and I was like, yeah, that is. Why can't I just do, like, why do I feel like I have to be shackled with somebody to do an event that I want to do? If I want to sit down and eat, why do I need somebody
to be
with me?
Because eating is more of a social event. You know, like,
no.
Yes, it is. Eating is
I could eat by myself.
Eating is about it like this. At home, you can eat by yourself.
How is it a social
thing? When you go out?
How is it a social thing? If you said, why couldn't she just take it to her car in Asia?
Yeah, or
obviously it's not about the social aspect.
Or to her, back to the college or wherever she was coming from,
and then eat with somebody.
No,
there?
No, just like eat in a place and setting. Because if you,
how is that social?
Because if you would imagine, okay, so at restaurants, there's a line to take out, there's a drive through, and there's an indoor. Most of the time, indoor is what with couples or families, right? How often do you see a single person?
This is not a 5-star restaurant. This is KFC.
I know, but I'm not saying it's a 5-star restaurant.
Do you see the people you see in KFC? Do you really genuinely see a family outing?
Yeah.
At KFC?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, of course, yes. But what I'm saying, but that's not necessarily like the the norm. Like, oh, hey, guys, grab the family.
It is a norm.
A dinner.
What? Yeah, it is a norm.
Versus a natural sit-down restaurant. Like, if you go to an Italian restaurant.
Dude, 100%.
Or something like
people,
that.
People, I...
Like Olive Garden and KFC are not the same thing.
They're both restaurants. And, like... You have to understand, like, maybe, like, people's Olive Gardens might be, like, that's, like, the extravagance, like, what they go to. And people's KFC used to be a family event. The reason why I say that is because, like, that it would be, like, after church, people go to KFC, you know? Or they go to IHOP, or they go to Waffle House.
IHOP is different. I feel like KFC and IHOP is different.
Or they go to McDonald's.
If you have a drive-through, I feel like it's okay to sit by yourself.
I'm saying it's okay to sit by yourself. I'm saying in terms of like outings, people, dude, like sometimes kids, you never heard of that? You never heard of kids like, oh man, I'm so excited for Sundays because we get to go to KFC.
Yeah. I agree with you. Like I said, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, I know it's a family, like you could take your families, go eat or whatever. I've gone eating at fast foods with my family, of course. We've all done it. But I'm saying it's not necessarily the same thing as going to an Olive Garden with your family.
Yeah,
that's more of a sit-down restaurant. When I walk in to Olive Garden, they say, how many? Olive Garden is not a very fancy restaurant by any stretch of the imagination, but still kind of like
going
by yourself is a little bit trickier than going to KFC.
I think it's still the same, man. I don't know, man. For me, like how I see it is that, you know, whatever outing, whatever something that's like common or like
okay, what about movies though? Like it's the same thing.
I think
saying that's okay to go see a movie by yourself.
I think movies are okay because we watch movies by ourselves.
Family. But we eat by ourselves too.
No, there's a dining table and there's a living room. So like
but there's a big ass couch in your living room that sits more than one person when you watch movies at home on
Emmanuel,
like
a 6 foot 6 foot people, you know, we take up a good bit of the couch.
Yeah, but it takes more than one person to sit on that couch.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty tall.
What does tall have to do with I'm talking about width, right? So you could say you're pretty wide. Sure, I'll give you that. But if you're tall, it doesn't matter because people are sitting next to each other, not on top of
each other. I got long legs. I should have been an NBA man. Damn.
What does that? What does that mean?
No, I'm joking. No, I see what you're saying. I'm just giving you a hard time. I agree with what you said. And there's a difference because one is an actual sit down. The other one's more like fast food, get in and get out. The other one's like take your time, order the courses. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I was just giving you a hard time.
Nobody cares if you're sitting by I feel like nobody notices you at. Let's say if you have your. Like, let's say you go to Starbucks, right? And this is another scenario. I know it's a coffee shop, so it's a little...
It's different, yeah.
Same. There's a degree of separation there, too, from a coffee shop to a fast food.
To sit down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if you see somebody at IHOP, I mean, at Starbucks with their computer, and they're sitting by themselves, you don't look at them any kind of like, oh, wow, he's drinking coffee by himself and a scone by himself. What a loser. You don't look at them like
for
that.
Sure. I think
most people don't look at KFC the same the same way they look at it, like, oh, it's just they're about
KFC's
themselves.
Branding should be we got good fried chicken and better internet.
Great Wi-Fi, yeah. But so basically she put that idea in my
head. I know.
And I was like, oh shoot, I gotta go she's right.
I agree.
You should amount. Like, I shouldn't Jake.
And honestly, all jokes aside, it doesn't really matter. Go by yourself, go with people. That's cool. But man, whatever makes you happy.
But no, that's what I'm saying. It just told me, like, you know, I don't have to
always have somebody.
Do something because nobody else is with
true,
me.
True, true, true.
So, in a funny story to that, I decided to go to the movies by myself with that same notion, and I lost my wallet and everything.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm never fucking doing this shit by myself again.
It was God saying, come on, man, you got people.
Yeah, I lost my wallet. I had to go get a new license.
That fucking sucks.
I had to cancel my cards. I went back to the theater room to look for my wallet. Never found it.
That fucking sucks, dude.
And I had during that time, like, I don't know why, for like a few month period, I literally was losing my wallet in movie theaters every time I went to the movie theater. Every time.
Bro, you need to put a chain on that.
I would drop. It's either I'll drop it. The person I'm with, like, yo, you. I think your wallet fell out. I grabbed it.
See, perks of bringing people with you. Come on. Look at that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what was going on. It's very similar to when I was breaking my phone at the gym.
Oh, my God, dude.
Like, literally.
Like, you're like, hey, dude, new phone. Ah, fuck, I cracked it.
Like, literally, every time we went to the gym together, every time I got my new phone, I cracked it. And what would I do? I would just be annoyed as fuck and just grab my shit and go home. And order a new
just
phone.
Just give up.
And then I go to the gym the next day with it. Ended up doing dips and it falls out of my fucking pocket. Cracks. And I go home. It happened like 3 times.
I think the worst thing is like when you actually have like you prepared it. Like, I got a case. I got a screen protector. And yet it still fucking cracks. And I'm just like, fuck.
That was annoying.
But man, thankfully, knock on wood, this Pixel has lasted me quite some time. There was one issue before, but it was still under maintenance. I mean, warranty. So I got really lucky. Mm-hmm. But I love this fucking Pixel phone. I think I'm gonna stay with Pixel until like they fuck the customers over. But I think I'm gonna stay with Pixel for the long term.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with my Pixel. I already used my warranty to get a new phone. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Basically, not my warranty, my insurance or whatever it's called. And I didn't use a case because I was feeling, you know, spicy.
Oh, God.
And I dropped it. And I'm like, okay. I didn't feel like going through the process of transferring my data again to a new phone. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm just going to wait till, because my warranty thing ends close to October.
Nice.
So I'm just going to get a new one in like August or September so I can have a fresh brand new phone.
What phone are you going to get? Then,
oh, the same one. I'm just going to ask for a replacement because I...
Oh, you're not going to upgrade to the next...
I'm going to upgrade to the 8.
Okay, okay.
That's why I'm doing it so close because that's when...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you said it. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait till I'm closer to that date, get a brand new phone, and
then... My guy's working the system.
Hey, man. Because I'm like, if I get a new phone now and I'm going to dirty it, and I want to be able to keep my phone in pristine condition.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, shit. Oh, dude. So I found the perfect gifts for your birthday. I think you're going to like them. Like, I saw the...
Big titty girls?
I saw... I think it's even better than that, actually. For you, I think it's actually better than that. I think you were going to like this a lot more.
This dude said, I think it's better. You said it with a straight... No, I think it's better than that. Big titty girls. I mean, that's cool and all, but I think this is better.
Yeah, I think it's going to be better, man. Because it's a... Yeah, I think because I saw it the other day and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, is this maybe? I was like, oh, this would actually, I think Emmanuel would actually like this.
Is it a big ass Pot of Greed poster?
Nah, I was going to get you the skill drain, but man, the printing, like, I got the prints back for
it. That would be for you, just for you to piss
me. Yeah, no, that's the whole point. I was going to get skill drain. Is this going to be skill drain, like that fucking dude? And I was going to frame it, but I got the prints back from...
Hot Dez.
Yeah, I got the prints back from the Amazon print stuff, and it did not look good whatsoever. I was like, fuck.
Oh, damn.
And I uploaded like an 8K image. An 8K image. So like, I was like,
I was like, oh, shit.
So I was like, damn, this sucks. I was like, I can't give this guy this fucking...
You got to get it as an NPG.
PNG. Yeah, no, it was a PNG. A PNG, and it was scaled up to fit perfectly.
And then they came.
And I was like, because it was like $50, $60 for just the post for the print.
God damn. I hope you returned it and told them to give you your money back.
They gave my money back.
Okay, good.
But yeah, the print was pretty bad, man. Like, it was washed out. I don't know. Maybe I just got, like, unlucky with it. Who knows? But, yeah. I was going to get you that shit because I thought it would have been so funny.
Have a fucking big-ass skill drain. You know what's crazy?
What?
The deck that I played down uses skill drain. And I like it. Labyrinth uses skill drain.
Oh, dude. Labyrinth's such a good deck, dude. Like, Labyrinth.
That's my favorite.
It's fucking fire, man. Have you been playing on your other account? No.
I haven't been playing on the account we created to do our thing, but I've been playing on my main.
I have not touched it, man. I've been so into like Destiny and streaming.
Yeah, how's that go? Yeah, you said you were streaming last time we talked.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been seeing you stream. I haven't like watched any of your full streams. That's cool. But I poked in like in some of your YouTube streams. I don't get on Twitch because I would have to log in and all that. Yeah. But YouTube is very easy. I see when you start streaming.
You should log into your Twitch and just give me your Prime sub. You're not using it?
Oh yeah, I should give you my Prime sub.
The only bad thing about it, it doesn't renew. You have to renew it yourself.
I have to manually renew it. Yeah.
Pretty good, man. Like you know what's the craziest shit ever? Like one of my streams because like what I would do, I do multi streaming, so it'll be from Twitch to YouTube, then also to TikTok. And TikTok by far has been the hugest one for me. Like my highest like amount of people in a single stream was like around like 100 and something.
I thought you told me it was like 300 something like last time.
No, that was the actual average. I looked back at the data now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because the peak at 300, like for like all time, but it maintained at 100 and like something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so because
that's freaking insane.
Yeah, because I was looking over the data then, like, I was just like, what the fuck?
I didn't even know you could stream on
TikTok. Yeah, it's, TikTok. I didn't know that for the longest, and like, I started.
Is that a new feature or is that like something that's been there for a while?
It's been there for a while, but not a lot of people, like, which uses it or like, know about it, but yeah. So, like, I only stream like so far on TikTok like twice on the 15th. Actually, let me check the dates. Okay. I stream, so.
Hopefully, I could find my login for Twitch.
That's okay. I mean, this usual Google, whatchamacallit?
Google Auth or Google Sign-In?
Yeah, like password manager and stuff like that, so you can look at it.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to log in with your, your Amazon.
Well, that's fine, too. You have your Amazon stream. Yeah. Okay, so I only streamed twice, actually, three times on TikTok, just because it's so cumbersome. Within just the two times, within a four-hour period of streaming, so like 2 hours for both, 2 hours or an hour and so for each one, I racked up around 1.3K views or people.
God dang.
And that shit's crazy to me. I'm just like, huh? That's why, like, I get so, like, whenever I see, like, the numbers jump up, I get so nervous. Because, like, how I quantify, like, with the numbers is that people around me. So, like, if, you know, if you have three people around you, that's still a good amount of people just watching you do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, you get eight. That's a decent
amount of people watching
then
you.
Then 10, yeah. And then imagine, like, 100. Then imagine at one point, like, 300 and something. You're just like, what the fuck?
300 people in your house. Like, yeah, that's insane.
It's crazy because, man, like, that's like, I don't know. TikTok is crazy for it. It's a great platform for growth. If you know what you're doing. But
I've seen a lot of people say this to build your fan base on TikTok and then move them.
Yes. That's like the best course of action is for you to build your fan base. It's exactly like what you said. That's from TikTok, then move it to whichever platform you want to go to. You okay?
Hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, because it's crazy, man. Because like, because now my account is like almost at 7K people like following, and a lot of my stuff gets pushed out like different people, different viewers, different users of the platform. So it's pretty cool. The only issue with TikTok is that its policies and like its TOS, terms of services, are very strict and people take advantage of it. Meaning like you can instantly, if people don't like you, you're checking an instant, you can be instantly terminated from like live access and stuff like that. You can get banned even for no reason.
Which, really?
Yeah, that's actually a common thing that's happening to a lot of creators and a lot of people who go live. They've just been just talking. They're just literally talking to people. Nothing, you know, it's all PG or even G. And they will get banned. Banned for a week. And, like, people don't understand what's going on. And TikTok doesn't have a good help service or a customer service. So it's all automated and all robotic. So most of the time, if you get banned, you have to wait until your ban is over. Or suspended, rather. Damn. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, man.
Pretty trash. Because I thought YouTube was bad for that.
No, YouTube is actually really good. Honestly, I think live streaming, YouTube is going to be, I think, prominent. Because the difference between YouTube, TikTok, you can, in terms of, like, making money and, like, actually making a living, Twitch does a 5 for 5, well, a half split. Mm-hmm. So you make half the revenue of, like, if you get $5, you make $2.50. Twitch makes $2.50. Then TikTok has so many, like, regulations to its, like, policies to, like, make money. And most of the time, you actually have to do, like, sponsored branding in order to get, like, actually decently paid. And YouTube, I think it's a 70-30, so the creators get 70%. YouTube gets 30%. But
that's, yeah. I mean, YouTube is also bigger than
it is because it's Google. People understand that it's Google. Like, YouTube is Google, but it's pretty cool. I think I'm officially not, like, shadow banned from YouTube, because now my videos and all that stuff I post is actually getting hits and they're getting big views.
That's because you're not posting anything that's, you know, controversial.
Yeah, my shit. Oh, I don't know, because my memes are too spicy.
Yeah, you be throwing, like, you know, R-rated memes, man. Nobody want to hear that.
Yeah, there's that. It's just funny.
Think of the cheering.
Yeah, true. I mean, that's honestly what YouTube does, but it's also funny because YouTube has YouTube Kids, so I don't. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, but YouTube Kids, they don't let you. You know, they don't show them everything.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's more made for kids and, like, maybe before teenagers, preteens. But yeah, dude, it's been pretty interesting so far. I think my average views for Twitch is about maybe like 6 to 8 people.
Oh, that's pretty. That's how it goes, man. Humble beginnings.
Oh, I don't care. Like, I have a few people that come in. Like, I have, like, a few solid people that come in almost every single time I stream.
So you see, like, you starting to know, remember those names?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. Then, like, I think, yeah. Honestly, like I said, it's just, like you said, humble beginnings, and that's why, like, I'm trying to branch out to not just play FPS. Mm-hmm. Trying to play different games. And, like, and on Saturday, I know you said that'd be a good time for you to play with us.
Yeah, I'll jump on with you guys.
We're going to probably play Devourer. Yeah. I know. But that's going to be, we're only going to play for, like, maybe an hour or so. Maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, because, you know, I got, you know, bedtime.
You get motion sick.
Yeah,
Then I'm going to have to stream Destiny afterwards. Or stream that and Devourer. I don't know. I just don't know yet.
Either or, I'm good with it.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Devourer. That'd be pretty cool. I'm not ready, dude. I always tell Symphony, because, like, she was like, you want to play tonight? I was like, no, I can't. I was like, I need to.
I don't know how she's so, like, into these goddamn scary games, man. I can't fucking do it.
It's like a thrill seeker, you know? One of those things.
Yeah, I'm good. I can't
do it. Yeah, I had to prepare myself. Like, when we played Boo Man, I had to, like, legit prepare myself that, oh, okay, this shit's going to be scary. This is going to be, it's a scary game, blah, blah, blah. I had to get my heart ready. Then even for Devourer, because Devourer is much more ridiculous. I have to prepare myself. At least it's on Saturday. That's enough time for me to just get ready and get ready for all that crazy shit.
Makes sense.
But yeah.
Oh. All the topic of that gaming, I had a question. I saw something, and it kind of surprised me.
What?
And I wanted to see if you, like, you know, your thought process on it, right? So, you know, I'll be scrolling through the YouTube shorts.
Yeah, as one does.
As one does on a regular daily basis. And somebody, like, it was a clip saying, you know, what is the buying power of, it was talking about basically how boomers be getting on to younger people about, like, why don't you have a house, or why aren't you doing X, Y, and Z? And they said, well, basically, they'd be like, well, when I was when I was a young man coming up back in the 70s, I used to make $40,000 a year, and I was able to da-da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, okay, do you want to know how much $40,000 in 1970 would be worth today? Yeah. Like the convert, like basically the
inflation,
the buying power of $40,000 today from 1970. You want to take a guess?
$256K.
Wow, that's pretty good. Most people wouldn't guess that much. That's really
what's the number?
Wow, that was really good. It's actually how you call it, $350,000.
More than a quarter of $1 million? Oh my god.
Yeah. $40,000 in 1970, which is roughly what was 1970. 50 years ago?
Yeah.
50 years and some change? I don't know. My maths might be a little off. But yeah. About 53 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. 53 years ago, $40,000 is equivalent to somebody making $315,000 today.
Yeah. That's fucking wild, isn't it?
Yes.
And like,
and people act like it's like, oh my god.
It's so stupid, man. Like,
it's like, dude, $315,000 for you to live the same way somebody in 1970 was living that made $40,000
a year.
You'd have to make $315,000 a year.
Bro, people who made that much money still has to have roommates.
You said what?
People who only make 40K a year have to have roommates. There's no way you can possibly afford.
Exactly.
Like in a city setting, like for even for Atlanta, dude, apartments are going up. Like I think now like
it's insane,
yeah, dude. $2,500 to $3K per month.
You can't find a decent apartment. I'm sure if you like you look and you find like, you know, cheaper living, and even those, like one bedroom, it's hard to find one that's less than $1,300.
Yeah, no.
And those apartments are usually not the best area.
100%, yeah.
Not best quality, not all that. But just to find like an average, decent, good area, like have good amenities and stuff like that, you're not paying less than $2K.
No.
For like a one bedroom in most places in the metro Atlanta area. So that's insane. Because I'll hear people talk about like back in the 90s, right? Like, yeah, my rent was 300 and something dollars a month.
Yeah, that's fucking
like,
wild.
What? And then what's funny to me, they're like, yeah, me and my roommate, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so you had to find $150 $150 a month. That's all you had to, you know, find to pay your rent.
Yeah. See, it's so crazy, isn't it? Like, because I hear people say that, and I'm just like, I don't think they understand. Like, I think especially older generations, like 50 and above, or even 40 and above, they don't understand that, man, the times have changed, you know? Like, you know, now you have a cell phone in your hands versus, you know, a telephone at home.
Mm-hmm.
And now rent's fucking, you know, 10x the original amount of what you used to pay.
It's insane, man, yeah. what rent is, man.
But you know, but the thing is, like, when I hear that stuff, I'm like, okay, so what are you leaving your kids? And most of the time, they're like, nothing. I'm like, oh.
They don't have anything to leave because they wasted it already.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, they made so much money. And, like, they're saying that, oh, back in this day. But, okay, I guess they don't understand, like, you know. That's one thing I feel like that a lot of older generation failed to do. Is to educate their kids on finances and like money management, and also like investments. I don't think I don't think a lot of adults there, because the thing is like the information that we know now, like especially when I first started like, with stocks, I know for a fact my parents knew what stocks and shit were. They
knew about it.
Yeah, 100%. They're in business. Well, my stepfather was has his MBA, and he also like manages. He was an executive for a bank. So you have to know stocks and like how to like trade and investments if you're the fucking executive of a bank.
Yeah, they know about those things. And I feel like as a parent, you have to teach your kids these kind of things. Age appropriate, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, no kid is going to know what a freaking dividend stock is or what dividends or ROI. They're not going to understand that, but just giving them an idea of like how money works a little bit.
I think you'd be surprised, man. And like a lot of kids.
No, I'm talking about, when I'm saying kids, I'm talking about like children, like 5, 6.
No, even then. You know what I mean? Even then, like, really? Yeah, because like, because now, like, for some of these education shows, and like, even at like, for Akira's in his day, in his school, they would show like, hey, if you, the basic common like, arithmetic and math, like, you know, if you leave this here, you'll get a annual, well, you, they will term it in a way that kids understand. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you get a yield every month based on the amount that you have here. So, you know, instead of one cupcake, you get a quarter of a cupcake every 3 months. Then, you know, after 4 months, you get a whole entire cupcake. Isn't that cool? And that's like putting it in their mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's age appropriate.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what they. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing now. And I think if our parents were showed us back in the day, especially for kids who are naturally into like money, and like finances and investing, because there's always some kids and some kids are not. That's just how it is. I was one of those kids who was really into it. Mm-hmm. I think that would have helped out, and also just showing us, hey, this is the perks of saving. This is the stuff we can do instead of like now getting at us like in our teenage years or young adult years saying, oh, you're so bad with money, blah, blah, blah. I was never bad with money. And I was like, yeah, because I'm trying to figure it out. I was like, you didn't teach me nothing.
You didn't teach me this thing.
Yeah, it's, like, these things. It's like so wild, man. Like the double standard is crazy.
And at the end of the day, a lot of times like with parents, as much as like your kid is his own person, like, you know, they make their own choices. They do their own thing. To a degree, you kind of like, it's your, you raise that person.
Yeah.
So if that person is raised and you don't like the kid that you see in front of you, it's kind of a reflection of you.
Yes, and to a degree. Yes, to a degree. No. Like, you know. I agree with like behaviors and stuff that you can, that you personally know that you have. And that you see it and you can squash those behaviors. Yeah, you can probably change it. But at the end of the day, man, like I'm seeing this now. The kid's gonna do what the fuck they're gonna do. They're their own person. Like
I agree.
Like as much as like you don't like, for instance, like so much like if your kid's the polar opposite of you, that's just how it is, man. Like you can show them like, for example, like you could show a kid like, hey, whenever you wake up, make sure you take X, Y, and Z out so I can do this. And if the kid's forgetful or the kid doesn't want to do it, then they're not going to do it. They're going to listen maybe a couple times. You're going to get along to them, and they're going to keep doing it, or they're going to not do it, keep forgetting until you eventually be like, okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, he just forgetful in the morning, or she's forgetful in the morning.
Maybe my point of view will change when I have kids.
And I think like, so, dude. Oh my gosh.
I thought it was the parents. These little fuckers just
Assholes. I'm telling you. Like it's so funny. Like you can have like you can meet the nicest person, nicest family, nicest whatever, and the kid for some reason is just a fucking dick. it's just how it is, man. For Harmony. Harmony is a social butterfly. She wants to be around people. She wants attention. And Symphony does not want anything of it. She's like, I just want to be in peace. And that's it. I just want my peace. Yeah. I don't really care for people. I mean, I have my few, but that's it. But Harmony is just like, I just want to talk to everybody. I want to make friends with everybody. Like completely polar opposites of the person. And Symphony's the parent.
I feel like that's personality, right? But I'm thinking more of in a sense of like, if your kid is rude, right? If your kids don't have manners, that's kind of like more the idea I was thinking of.
Oh, like even then, man. Oh, like if your kid's
horrible with money, like, and of course, at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Every kid's personality is going to dictate how they do. But I feel like if that was the case, then what's the point of being a parent? Like if you couldn't influence your kid in any way, obviously you have some level of influence.
I think the difference there
on how they turn out.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, absolutely. I think you can guide your kid as much as you can, because that's how I'm seeing things now as like as a parent, is that I can show you and tell you like this and that, and like I can offer my help and my services and whatever, and like guide you to the best ability as I can. But at the end of the day, it's going to be your decisions to make. and it's gonna be your choice to like you like it also has it also like you said it's also based on a parent. You can't be a fucking asshole as a parent, dude. Like you really can't. That's just gonna push the kid away. Like you gotta be open minded and understand like they don't know it, and so it's okay for them to fail at what they don't know, because that's like they don't know it. So like, you have to be patient. You have to have extreme patience with the kid, especially if they're trying to learn something that's valuable and something that they see to have an interest in, and for them to like for behavior and stuff like that. Like you have to teach them that, hey, there's a time and place to act like the way you're gonna act, and there's a time and place to not act the way you're gonna act. But that, as much as you can do, it's really still up to the kid. You know, if the kid wants to act out, and the parents like, oh, we've been trying for years, and that's just who he is. If he gets mad, he's mad, and if he gets sad, he's sad. It's just one of those, it's one of those things, man. Parenting is, and that's why I always agree with the saying of like, you know, there's no wrong and right way to raise a kid. There really isn't. You have some shitty parents that have amazing kids, and you have some great parents that have off kids. Then you just have some parents with in-betweens, and that's just how it is, man. But the thing is, the biggest thing I think a lot of parents need to do, especially in the older generation, is to understand. And also coming, this is for any parent, actually. Just fucking love your kid, man. Like, they didn't ask to be here. Like, love your kid. Like, give them...
Parents don't realize that, man.
It's crazy. And, like, love your kid, faults and all. If they make you angry, so what? You get angry, they get angry. They cry, you cry. Like, just love your kid, man. They did not ask to be here. Like, it's so unfair for you to mistreat him and treat him less than anything else. And, like, that's why I never understood, like, foreigners, where they have to, like, they put their parents on, like, pedestals. And it's supposed to be the opposite, man. Like, the kids should be put on pedestals. Like, you should be there to live your life for your kid, for them to have better lives than what you have, and not just to hope like, oh, one day they can do this for you. Sure, if it's possible, that's nice, but yeah, man, just love your fucking kid. That's my message to all parents. Love your kid.
I talked to a friend of mine, and he was this talk. He's like, "Would you spank your kids?" And I'm like, "No, I don't think that's not something I want to do. Like, I don't know what." Would happen, but like that's not the kind of how you call it, raising or educating or disciplining I would want to do for my children. He's like, "What? Man, I'm gonna spank my kids, bro. That's how they're gonna learn that." And to me, I kind of heard, I kind of took it like, oh, he was joking, but he wasn't joking. He was serious.
Right.
He does believe. I think he was exaggerating on like, man, I can't wait to beat my kids, blah, 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 blah. But he does believe that spanking is an effective way.
I think it is.
Teach your dick. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like there's ways around it.
Yes.
Like, I don't feel like spanking is the only way kids are going to learn. And it's just kind of, you're just going to, like, the kid is innocent. They don't know anything. Like, if they do something wrong, most of the time it's due to ignorance or just doesn't know, like, social norms or what's acceptable. A kid running around just doing whatever it wants, not caring for anybody. Like, they don't mean any harm by it. They're just, they don't know that that's not okay. That's not how, you know. Like,
yes and no.
They're the main character in their head.
Yes and no. Basically. Because I agree with what you're saying, but I also disagree. Because a lot of kids...
When I say kid, I'm talking about a 2-3-year-old. When a 2-year-old goes to the store and starts touching everything...
Oh, even then.
Like, they don't know. Yes, that. They do. Like, you think they know?
They do, though. Because I think...
They know... How do they know they're not supposed to do that without you telling them before?
Because at that age... Well, if you didn't tell them ahead of time, that's not fair. That's not fair.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's exactly fine. That. Like, I'm saying, like, you would... Why would you spank your kid for doing
I'm talking
that
about... Yeah, if they don't know. If it's first...
You would have to have told them... Hey, don't do that. It's not appropriate. Yeah. Don't do that. This is why.
Or yeah, whatever. Absolutely. Then afterwards, if they continue, you know, fucking up shit, then that's when they, you know, tell them, hey, I already told you about what not to do this. Like, yeah. I think physical punishment should be the last resort. It shouldn't be the first thing that you think of. It should not be like, oh, fuck, I didn't tell him not to touch it. Oh, well, he's going to get smacked. I think that's so unfair.
He's like, you basically just slap his hand as soon as he's like, don't touch that.
Unless it's danger, like say like the stove or something like that.
If it's danger, like even then, no, let the little fucker burn his hand.
Yeah, I mean yes, but still though, like that should be the first interaction of like you being like, slapping the hand,
hitting him,
and like hey,
it's gonna cause him pain just like him touching the fire, and he didn't learn that the fire is hot. He just learned not to touch it because you're gonna hit him.
It's just, I think that's more of I guess I see what you're saying, but I also think it should be, you should warn him. It's always as the job as a parent to like warn your kids about like if something is like, dangerous.
Granted, I'm speaking from a person who doesn't have kids, yeah. So I don't know the frustrations or the pitfalls that come from raising a child.
Like as like for Kira, I always do this. I'll be like, hey, I'll talk to him. I'll get on his level. I'll be like, hey, I'll explain to him like why X, Y, and Z is dangerous and what not to do. Mm-hmm. Then, because he's already at the age where he understands, like he's 3, and he understands a fair bit of like not to touch it, or like when I'm cooking, not to go into the kitchen, or like not to run around behind me. And I tell him, I'm like, look, buddy, this is dangerous. So I was like, you can hurt yourself, I can hurt you, or you can hurt me. So this play out here. Then of course he'd be like, he'll shake his head, or like he'd be like, okay, or he'd be like, daddy, or something like that. Then, like, because a lot of kids are very verbal at age 3. Akira is just on a spectrum of autism. So mm-hmm. He's not as verbal. He's nonverbal, but he still is able to understand. So I would always warn him and tell him. But then if something happens, like if I turn around and slap him, or like he runs into my Lego.
Get away from me.
On my knee. I'm like, look. And he starts crying. I'm just like, look, I told you. I was like, this is why you don't come into the kitchen. I was like, I don't see you.
Did you say you turn around and slap him?
Yeah, because like your aunt, like he's up to, like he's right next to my hips and my hands. I have long arms. So like,
you slap him?
No, like I turn around and like my hands like hit him. Like he runs into.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not like fucking.
I was like, yo, you need to clarify. No. What the hell are you talking about right
now? No, yeah,
like, turn around. Because what you made it said like, is like you see him. You turn around, you see him, and you say, "Hey, get over here!" And you just slap
the shit out of him.
okay. So like, you accidentally slap him when you're moving around and you don't notice he's around.
And like, okay. And then he starts crying. I'm like, look, dude, I was like, I told you. I was like, this is why. I was like, you don't come in the kitchen. And if you do, just say daddy, daddy. And that's what he does now. Like, if he wants to see what I'm making, he will stand next to the dining table and he'll look at me. I'll be like, what's up, dude? And he'll be like, daddy, daddy. And then he'll come to me because he really has my attention. So, like, so I'll grab him and he can see what I'm cooking or whatever. But I think it's very unfair if that's the first, like, instincts you do. I think every person, even adults and kids, should be warned first. Then punishment happens afterwards, after a few times, maybe like once or twice, depending on how the severity of it.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I don't want
to. I don't want to my kid. Yeah, physical punishment, it sucks, but man, It works, dude. Some kids can listen just by you just speaking, but some kids need the extra
maybe feelings. Once I'm there, I'll know. But
it depends on the kids, man. It depends on the kid, because like I never want to like smack a Kira or anything like that. But sometimes when he's like doing something dangerous or like touching something dangerous, I have to. And he keeps doing it, then I have to be like, all right, man, don't do it. Like slap his hand or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not like fucking like kickboxing with him. All right, what you doing, up, man? Throw some little gloves at him.
I just know, like me personally, I have been in a situation where I was spanked as a kid
for no reason,
like things happened to me. And then as I got older, maybe it was more of understanding. And then like I didn't get spanked, I didn't get talked to. I just knew not to do certain things, and all I needed was somebody to talk to me. Cause I was getting spanked, and I was worse. Like I didn't change. I knew the punishment was coming. I didn't do it as in like a fuck it. I don't care. I'm gonna get spanked. I'm just gonna do what I want to do anyway.
Right.
For some reason, I just kept doing it, even though I know I
was. Yeah, getting spanked. That's some kids.
Like, it didn't stop me. From doing it. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm gonna get spanked for this shit. I can't believe I did this. But then later on, when I didn't get spanked anymore, I just stopped doing those things. Like something just clicked in my mind. Just kind of like, what.
Some kids are, dude, honestly, that's some kids are like that. Like, it doesn't matter how many times you say it, physical, verbal, whatever, nonverbal.
Yeah.
Man, like, it does not matter. The kid's going to do them. And that's why I'm saying every kid is different. And I think it's still warrants for you to explain to them why X, Y, and Z is dangerous, or why you shouldn't do this, or this is why that type of behavior is not acceptable in this type of settings. And it's because then the kid, like, oh, I see it. Because then, for example, like, if the kid see that kid, so one of two things can happen. Like, if a kid sees another kid doing the same behavior, A, the kid would be like, oh, he's doing it, I'm going to do it. And, you know, start throwing a fit, a tantrum, whatever. And, or, ooh, I don't want to be that kid.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's that one who doesn't really care. He's like, whatever, I'm just going to do my own thing.
I'll say this too. I think it's easier to have your kid listen to you if they trust you and trust you and know that you love them.
Yes.
Like, if they trust you and they know you, kind of like, I don't know, like if they have a bond with you, if you play with them, if you have fun with them, if you do activities with them, they're more likely to listen to you and trust you and follow your lead or whatever the case may be, even though they're children, and not be defined because they don't want to let you down in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they know you love them, they kind of like, they don't want to, just don't want to let you down. They don't want you to see you upset or mad at them. So that's why, like, you know, the cliche of, like, sometimes, like, you just your parent, like, if you had a great bond with your parent and then them saying they're disappointed in you, you know, they're not angry, they're disappointed.
Yeah.
That kind of hurts way more.
100%.
Than actual.
Yeah, 100%.
If you were to hit them for the thing they did, you just kind of let them, like, let's say they crash the car and you don't even spank them, you don't even yell at them. You're just like, bro, I expected more from you. I expected better. That shit hurts, like, yeah. Hearing it as a kid. Same thing with, how you call it? Like, if you're driving and somebody does something bad while they're driving, instead of just, instead of, like, driving past next to them, flicking them off, like, what the fuck, you cut me off, whatever. So they said one of the best things you could do to really, it's non-confrontational, and it will really make the person feel like shit, you just drive past them and just look at them with a sad face and shake your head and give them a thumbs down. Like, a thumbs down is way
That's
more.
So funny.
Like, they will make the person feel way worse than if you were to flick them off.
Oh,
because if you get angry and screaming at them, they feel like it's confrontational. Now they have to scream and yell back at you, even though they know they're in the wrong, but they still got to defend. But if it's like, you know what you did, I know what you did.
Yeah.
No good.
It's crazy because, like, well,
no gold star for you.
That goes back to what I was saying. Like, love your kids, man. Like, you'd be surprised on how far support and love and caring for your kids will go.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, it's crazy. And man, that it's just, and it's so sad because I see a lot of kids and I'm just like, they act out and stuff like that. And most of the time, it's just, because they're not getting the love at home that they need, the support.
No attention, bro.
Yeah.
No attention.
Oh, shit. Speaking of fucking kids and, like, no attention, did you hear about, like, this Texas high school? About 85% of the kids fail to get their diplomas.
Ooh. No, I didn't hear
85%, Emmanuel.
85?
Bro, we got...
How did this happen? I feel like that's catastrophic. Catastrophic.
Yes.
Whatever the fucking word is. That's...
So the headline is just 5 of the 33 senior students at Marlin High School near Waco, Texas meet the requirements for commencement. With grades or attendance
33? What kind of school is this?
I don't know.
That's a small ass class of 33 students?
33 seniors.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
that's a
class
small school.
Of 33 students. Like, that's tiny.
Yeah, but still. Okay. And that's even worse. If it's that small, would you imagine?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They would have more one-on-one with the teachers.
Honestly, everybody would have been graduating.
Yeah, because it's basically, you guys are like
this,
one team. Like,
just one class. Team. This is two classes, yeah. That's, wow, okay. But that's like, and that's not just in Texas. Like, majority of, I think a lot of high schools are actually having less graduates coming.
You think COVID has to do with that?
Like, no, I honestly think this
2 years of...
So, from what I've seen, because I also, like, you know, help Harmony with schoolwork, I think a lot of these kids are just dumb.
Yeah, but what makes them dumb? I don't think they're just born dumber.
I think people so. You know what's crazy? So, I had, like, dumber. I had a theory I was thinking of. So, I think since now information is readily available, critical thinking is outside the window. Like, it went out the window. Mm. So, because that's pretty much all, you know, high school is, and college is all just critical thinking. Like, can you solve this issue? What can you do? And I'm also not saying this is for the vast majority of people, but I'm saying, like, you know, in the scenarios of, like, kids failing, I think it's just a lot of the kids are lacking critical thinking skills.
That's very true. Because think about it like this, right? Mm-hmm. Think about your parents or older people who are like the generation before us.
Yeah.
You talk to them and they tell you about like how they had to write research papers or whatever the case may be. And it's like, what the fuck? You had to go to the
library.
You know, it made sense to us because we had libraries. Yeah,
you had to go search your information up as a librarian.
Through the books. So you basically had to read the books, use the glossary of the book, read the sections, write down the sections.
You had to know what an index is.
Too. Yes, you had to do all that. In our generation, it was much easier because all you had to do was basically ask a question. Fun facts about President Abraham Lincoln, if you're writing a paper on him, right?
Yeah.
And you'll find a bunch of things with a bunch of sources. You'll find millions of sites to get information from. If you want to know when was he born, just a quick Google, when was Abraham Lincoln born? It's like so much easier. Like, you don't have to find and think about all those, like the generation before us, when they're doing their research paper, they're looking for when was Abraham Lincoln born. Mm-hmm. And while they're reading, they're finding out a bunch of other information that
they're actually reading,
looking for as well, right? Until they find that. And now you have the age of AI, where it's even worse than our generation. Hey, you could specify how many pages, how many words, what style to write about
so with that,
Abraham Lincoln.
So with that, I agree with you, man. Like, that's why I'm scared. Well, yes and no. Because I think the generation that got hit the worst was this generation that is like in middle school, high school right now. Mm-hmm. I think they got hit the hardest because that's when technology just fucking boomed, exploded. Mm-hmm. You know, the explosion just happened so fast and like so quickly. And now, like, with the spans of social media and like all that stuff, people were trying to become famous and stuff like that. It's more common nowadays than anything else. And I think with that, it just developed people like who had the traditional values of like how we were, like, oh, let me go look up Google and read some articles and tell me about, you know, what he did or what somebody did, like whatever. And now since AI has, you know, hit the streets, and now like, oh, well, I don't have to do it. I don't have to proofread anything I do, blah, blah, blah. Because at least if they're writing it, write me a short page paper about it. And then if they're proofreading it, at least they're still reading it and getting information, even though they didn't write it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's not their style and their thoughts or anything like that. Because think about the way you write, like, think about how teachers were back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, if you turn in a paper and they'd be like,
oh, fucking, fucking red marks for
days. They could read. They know, especially if you, like, in the middle of the school year or towards the end of the school year, and you turn in a paper, they're going to be like, that's not how you write. That's not how you talk. Mm-mm. Same reason why, like, people who are very well read and well versed in Shakespeare writing, they'll read something and they'll be like, oh, this is a Shakespearean piece.
Yeah.
Just because he had his flair to how he writes. Or if you read an Edgar Allan Poe poem, like, yeah, this is Poe right here. This is his style.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. But, like, if you're just using ChatGPT or whatever AI to write your things, it's not going to have your flair, your style and stuff like that. And yeah, it writes it to you, but it's similar to, like, let's say if you go on the internet how we used to do back in the day, where you would like, hey, summary of Abraham Lincoln's youth. And then you Google that, and then the first link you see, you click it, and it has a whole article. Imagine if you just copy that article and paste it and turn that in as your as your work. That's basically what ChatGPT is doing. Obviously, it's usually the work is unique. The words are unique. You're not going to get the same thing twice most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
But still, it's basically the same thing where you just read. Whereas our generation would read the articles and get the tidbits that we liked, or
summarize it in our words.
And summarize it in our words, write it whatever, and cite it. But this one is like, they just take it for its face value.
That's crazy.
And I was reading just before we started recording, maybe an hour or two before we started recording, where there was this whole case, I forgot where it was at, where a lawyer, like ChatGPT passed the bar, basically. And then there was a lawyer that was using ChatGPT to get President Kate precedent cases and stuff like that for whatever. And he asked, he's like, on this case, da-da-da-da. And ChatGPT would use cases that happened, like Johnson versus Monroe or something, like some whatever case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Examples.
They want this case. This was the the decision on that case. Da da da. So da da. And come to find out, ChatGPT was making up the cases.
That's so funny.
Those cases never happened. And the lawyer even asked, "Are these cases real cases?" Yeah, yeah, yeah. It happened in May 7th, 1973, presided by Judge so and so.
You know what's crazy? That's actually one thing that ChatGPT is actually really good at now. It's actually making legal contracts. It's actually really good at making it. Other than coding,
but it lies though. Like, it lies not knowing that it's lying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's more of a, again, like, ChatGPT is not like, for the people who use it for
sentient.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's not like a full like one for one. Like, I can put in one thing and it's gonna put out exactly what I what I want. It's more like you put it in and you still have to proofread and clarify things that happen. And if it didn't happen, you need to, like, you know, fix those.
Yeah.
It's more of a tool to help you with your 80 in, like, you know, spelling and grammar and like stuff like that. It's like spell check, but now this is spell check on, you know, steroids.
On roids. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause like, even for me, like I use ChatGPT sometimes for if I'm writing like a long, paper or a report on something or whatever, and I just use it because I know, like, oh man, my grammar's not the best, so I'll just correct my grammar mistakes, you know, the same thing I would have hit if I would hit the autocorrect on you know, Google Docs. But yeah, dude, it blew my mind when I heard that shit, and I was like, you know what, it actually kind of makes sense though, because like, the fucking, like, kids don't want to learn, dude. Like, they really don't. Like, they care too much more about social media. And having a teenage daughter, it's facts, dude. Because I'm looking at the stuff they're learning and what they're doing. I'm just like, this is easy. Like, all this stuff is easy. And I always tell Harmony, I'm like, dude, you have to understand. Like, if this, you know, like, it's going to be rough, like, learning it the first time. But once you learn it from elementary school, middle school, and maybe a little bit in high school, you're good to go for college, because it's the same shit they're teaching you in college. And that's one thing I hate for math, for like basic math, in order to get
basic math. Okay,
I'm not talking about calculus or like,
calculus shit. Yeah. And I was like, how the fuck was I able to do this bullshit back in the day?
Yeah.
And I'm like, looking at it and seeing it, I'm like, I don't know none of this bullshit.
And like, and that's the thing. Well, I'm mostly talking about, like, you know, if you're solid at writing, college is going to help you write better. But you're still gonna be able to pass, you know, language arts or English, whichever one. If you know history doesn't change, man. History doesn't fucking change. So like that.
Facts.
And if you suck at math, but you want to improve in math, college is one of the best places to improve in math. And if you just don't like math at all, just take basic math, man. Now, you know, algebra 1, 2, and 3, or algebra 1 and 3, or whatever you're trying to go for. Like, it's very rare, like, unless your degree is specifically around arithmetic, that you're going to take anything more advanced like calculus or anything like that.
Yeah.
For a college. And again, and when you're proficient at reading, that's going to help you with everything else. People don't understand how important reading is. Reading helps you with math. Reading helps you with, you know, your writing. Just helps
comprehension.
You. Yeah, it helps you with every fucking thing, man. And it's just scary because what's going to happen... Cause that, and you know, it goes back to what we talked about, like, when the Google keynote. This might be the pivot point where there's only upper class and lower class, just because, like, this generation coming up is gonna be our working generation. This generation that's coming up is gonna be, you know, maybe the future leaders or, you know, inventors or whatever, And if 85% of them is failing high school, and there's only 33 students in that high school, that says a lot of things either by. It says a lot of things about either the curriculum, the teachers, no one's verifying or reviewing it. Maybe the kids don't care. And it's kind of scary, man. But I think the generation after it, so like a curious generation, is going to be fine.
I think we would have settled and find a new way to teach these kids.
Yeah.
In a way that they could understand.
Because right now, what's going on is that teachers expect the parents to teach their kids. And I think that's very... I don't agree with that, man. Because, you know, if you work a 9-to-5 job, you doing your specific task 9-to-5. And the teacher's job is to teach the kid. That's their 9-to-5. You know, that's like, yeah. I'm a medical doctor, and you want me to teach my kid how to do arithmetic? I was like, I can't. I was like, maybe if it was like science or something like that he's not like struggling with, yeah, maybe I can help him. But I was like, I don't like the most math I use is this volume and more of like converting milliliters to cc's or just using cc's or whatever. So like it's very unfair, because I think that's what's happening now. Teachers are pushing it towards the parents to teach their kids, and they don't understand that parents have their own field and their own task to do. You know, like to be honest, man, like can you imagine working your full work day, then turning around and?
But at the end of the day, you're responsible for your kid.
Yes and no, because you're
going. Regardless, I think it should be like a 70-30 split.
No, it should be at least a 90% to 10%. The reason, really? Yes, because my kids are spending about 6 hours in school, 6-7 hours, maybe so, eight hours in school, whatever.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
8 hours with a professional that's quote unquote a teacher who went to school, went to college, and has a degree, and that's their professional career.
But you kind of, they have 30 students.
Yes. Plus
30 students times like five.
So
like 150 students a year.
Okay. And
not a year, a day that they have to see.
Yes, okay. But
to attend to. And so they have to teach it in a very generalized sense. If you have a kid who has maybe a learning disability.
That's different, or though. Yeah.
Maybe not even a learning disability, just kind of like they need a little bit more time to understand.
And that's the 10%. It should not be.
So you telling me if your kid has a learning disability where they don't, like, it's not, like I said, it's not a disability, it's just more of like,
they're struggling.
They just need to practice a little
bit more.
That's
10%.
That's 10%, you think?
Imagine that, dude. 30% is a lot. If you're coming from, if you imagine this, because now, like in a household, it's two parents working. Because we don't have the luxuries of like how our folks did back in the day, where one person can stay at home and help the kids, and the other person can go and, you know, make ends meet for the whole entire household. And in common household, a majority of people are both working. You know, it's very rare that we have like stay-at-home moms, but even then, moms that has like another job. But it's 10%, because the 10% is big. It's your kid going to come up to you and ask you, "Hey, I'm confused at this." That's the 10%. Not like I'm going to sit my kid down and I'm going to show him, "Hey, this is I'm going to teach you the times table, or I'm going to teach you wherever you're falling flat at." It's the 10%.
So it's up to your kid to also teach themselves at home, then.
Yes. It's not up to you. Yes, okay, that's what I'm saying.
It has nothing to do with you.
It's
in general. So it's between the kid and the teacher to figure that shit out.
Yeah, and that's why your shit is 10%. Your shit is 10%, okay. Because whatever the kid, because the teacher knows if the kid's failing or not. It's impossible. You tell me that at the end of the year, oh shit, fucking Henry is fucking failing with a 50, and you don't know why. It's either A, he's not turning in his assignments, B, he doesn't get it. He's saying that he gets it, but he doesn't, and or something else, you know.
Or these motherfuckers are using ChatGPT to answer the questions.
Yeah, for them. And you know what's crazy? For help for like, cause you know, cause when I was younger, I had to get help for like math, but my school offered tutoring. Mm-hmm. They don't offer tutoring here. It's a paid service. Mm. Yeah, they changed it. They changed it for the elementary schools around here, where like, you have to pay for the tutoring.
Which makes sense, I guess.
Yes and no, man. Like the thing about schools, I think the biggest thing about schools is that there's a lot of people, a lot of teachers who thought they liked to be teachers, but they absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
Just like doctors. There's a lot of doctors that want to become doctors and they fucking hate that shit.
There's, like, you know, when I used to work in the medical field, like, there are nurses where you've seen them, you're like, oh, yeah, you just do enough just not to get fired. You don't really
care. Yeah, you don't give a fuck. You
just know it's a decent paying job, and you could do it. You just do enough to get. And there's some other nurses that's been doing that job for decades, or like about running on a decade, and you can see the passion. There's they always have a smile. They're always very helpful to their right. patients. Mm-hmm. They're always running.
Yeah.
And then there's us also, like, you know, there's times where they get frustrated. That's just being human.
Yeah, that's just. That's
but for the most part, I'll see them 95% of the time. Very helpful, even in a busy day. Towards the end of the shift, the beginning of the shift, the middle of their shift, they always have a smile on their face. They're always ready to go.
You know who?
And then there's some where I'm like, bro, hey, I just
you fucking hate. You know who? Just, you know who that person was?
For a paycheck
in our college that we were when we first went to college. That person is Mr. Dyke. That guy, no matter what, he always was like, yeah, sure, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time I had any questions, yeah, I'll say afterwards. Okay, yeah. Oh, just come to my office. And he's actually in his office. That's the craziest shit ever. Because yeah. most of the times the professor's like, I'll be in my office. Nah, they're not in their office.
They're not in the office. No office hours.
Yeah, but yeah, Mr. Dyke was the one who really made me actually like realize what a teacher was. Like how a teacher's supposed to be. Was like I don't expect everybody to be like him, of course not, but I expect people to have same the compassion and like just really, really wanting to.
You're here to teach.
Yeah, I really want the kids to like learn, like, cause man, like it's cause like the way like Harmony's bringing her stuff home, and I was like, what did it even do? I was like, what are teachers doing if I have to go through this whole entire thing and help you with, you know, whatever you need help.
This motherfucker just mad because he don't know basic middle school math.
No, I do. Like, you know what's crazy? Elementary school math, they changed the system of, like, how we used to do math. You know, like,
mm-hmm, for, like, sure.
No, they have. This is a huge thing. This is a nationwide thing that a lot of parents
are complaining. But that's what every generation says.
No, like, it's not.
I remember there's still jokes of, like, old shit where, like, I'll see old clips of, like, parents teaching our generation, like, wait, that's shit. They're changing the maths. When did they start
doing no, like this? No, this is actually a very huge thing that's happening. They changed the math, like how to like do like simple math and like multiplications in elementary school, and they're
yeah, I know they change then, they change it every so often.
Then they reverted back to the regular math that we're used to, mm-hmm. in like middle school. So like. Okay, so for like multiplication, so 10 times 5. Okay, so what do you do? You 10 do
times 5?
Yeah, so you like 5 times 0 is 0, 5 times 1 is 5. That's 50. So what they have these...
Or you could do 10 plus 10 plus 10
plus yes, 10 plus 10. That too. But what they're doing is that they're making kids write out the number 5, mm-hmm. a box, mm-hmm. and then shading in the squares.
I would have to see that.
I'm telling you, there's a meme of it, of like this new school math of this guy like doing some basic math, and this teacher was like, explained to him how to do it, and the basic math that we're used to, in our generation, he did it like maybe in like less than a minute maybe, and then this lady spent like 10 minutes doing the problem.
For the long way.
The way they want, yeah.
But I guess maybe that's their way of like trying to explain, visually explain why it works.
Yes, maybe. I don't know, man. I feel like, you know, you're beating, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, one of those things. Because if I told you, hey man, 10 times 5, you gonna just tell me 50. And yeah, then you like write it out.
That's just because you know it, but do you really understand it? Like for me, I didn't understand division until I was a grown ass man, really. Like that's when I kind of understood what division was.
Division, dude?
Like I know how to do, like this is the thing, I know how to do division.
Right. Well, you never understood it? What did you didn't understand division?
I didn't understand it was subtraction. It was like it's, I didn't.
Oh, that one part when you have to subtract a number, then like.
No, not how to divide.
Okay.
Basically, that subtract that basically division is how many times you could subtract something from that big number.
That's so funny because I never thought about it, like, subtraction
at all. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't understand.
No, I'm saying it's interesting that you think of, like, that's the way of, like, subtracting it.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with multiplication. You're just adding a bunch of times. Division is just subtracting a bunch of times. And how many times did you subtract?
You know what's crazy? I remember when I first learned division and multiplications, I was so happy. Because I remember, because I was like, this is so much faster than just adding.
Oh, yeah.
That was just my fucking thought process. Because I still remember it. I was learning how to do, like, multiplications. And that shit made me, for some reason, made me happy. I don't know. I'm a strange kid.
Quick question.
What?
the division thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice this? Like, what? With the division sign, like when you say five,
divide division,
like the line.
The two dots?
Dot, dot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know that was the division thing? That's the division. The dots represent the numbers, the numerator and the denominator.
Yeah. Did you also know that's usually used for, like, like when to take your medications? Did you know that? Yeah. For prescription, I think the dot underlined dot is morning and afternoon. So you take it twice a day.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy because, like, that representation is also, like, meaning, like, morning and afternoon. I'm pretty sure that's what it means, but yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know that for, like, the longest until, like, I did some medical training, and then they were like, oh, yeah, the double dot or the single dot. I forgot now, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, fractions are just division. That's all it is.
Yeah. I know that.
I hate fractions. Oh, my God.
Who doesn't?
You know what's crazy? What made me mad is that I forgot what, because you're much better at math than I am. Nowadays, I think we're both equally bad at math.
Hey, probably.
I'm good at money math. But what was so funny? I feel like it was like a short or like a video. Is that there's no such thing as a decimal. You can never have a decimal of something. Like in actual, like, life. Like, he's like, I can't have a 0.01 of this dollar in my hand. It's either a dollar or it's not a dollar. If that makes sense.
What are you talking about?
So, okay. For your phone. So say that you have a phone and you can't have 0.01 of your phone. It's either no phone or a phone. Like, there's no such thing as having like a half or like a decimal point or something.
I don't understand how that, like, yeah, it's not a phone anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no such thing as it. Like, that number.
Okay, what about an apple? Can I have half of an apple? It's still an apple.
Yeah, you can have an apple.
I can't have half of an apple.
You can have half an apple, but you can't have a decimal point of an apple.
That's 0.5 of an apple, though. What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe he did a better way of explaining it.
Yeah, maybe he explained it a little bit better.
Yeah, but better to me, like, when he said it, I was like, oh, that's actually so true. When he said
it,
I'm pretty
sure it made sense.
Because, like, it was mostly talking about, like, money and, like, finances and, like, stuff like that. I forgot what it was. It was, like, it was a long time ago. I was like, oh, shit, that actually kind of made sense to me.
It probably made sense, but I'm like, yeah, you're like, yeah, you're going to have half an apple. I'm like, half. Like,
you know what's so funny? This whole entire time, if I watch it again, I'm just like, back then I was like, oh, this guy's onto something. Then I watched now, I was like, this guy's fucking stupid.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Idiot. What is he talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Manuel said you could have half an apple.
So, you know what a knife is, bro? Cut Jesus, that shit.
Dumbass.
No, but it's kind of scary, man. Like, especially since I actually have kids in this
in this generation,
like, Harmony is that generation that's the 85% that failed high school, which is wild.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna be better.
100%. Like, it's always the up and downs, man. I think that's all it is. It's just gonna be new things, learning new stuff, and just seeing where it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
But with that, guys, I think that's going to do it for us. This is a long-ass episode.
It is.
Holy shit. But we'll catch you guys on next time. Peace.
Peace.